Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, I want to know if you watched debates last night or if you watched the rally. Or if you just decided to heck with them all and turned it off and watched something else. Now, I will confess I didn't watch much because I was gone. I already had a prior commitment and I wasn't going to be home. I DVR'd them, had that set, and when I got home late, I tried to watch, got disgusted, and shut it off. Now, that being said, I saw enough, and I've heard enough, and I've read enough, that I have some questions for you. Just going to throw these out there. Now, in the first debate, the very first question out was at Trump, because the GOP didn't take him serious, and they were concerned he would run on a third party. He has been the focus of everything throughout this presidential debate. A distraction in many, many ways. Interesting and entertaining. Is it good for America? I'm not sure. I think some of the things are good because it's made people stand up and listen or watch that maybe you wouldn't have watched or listened before. But my question is, do the American people have a dog in this race? The loyalty seems to depend on whose dog is in the race. But do the American people have a dog in this race? And who do these candidates on both sides, in every party, who do they pander to? Who are they really trying to get? You know, I'm kind of tired of them saying, well, the evangelical vote or the black vote or the Hispanic vote or whatever vote. I don't like the labels. So, those are my questions. And then I read something here, and I didn't write this, and it's not necessarily my opinion, but I think had I sat and watched it, I would have agreed 100% with this gentleman. This man is Matthew Continetti, and this is what his take was on the debate last night. And he prefaced it here with, it's hard to pick a winner when the forerunner doesn't appear. Now, he seems to be one-sided, and I wished I had printed off another blog that somebody wrote. He's not a Trump hater, neither is he a Trump supporter. He was just giving an opinion, which is what I've been trying to do, and people keep thinking, well, you're just a Trump supporter, or you're just a this or that. Well, I'm not. I'm trying to figure it all out, just like you are. This gentleman, he talks about this presidential debate last night, and that it was obvious that somebody was missing, and that only came up at the very beginning. But he says the two-hour debate was thus a glimpse of what the Republican presidential race might be and might look like if Donald Trump wasn't there, if he had never entered back in June. Jeb Bush was a strong advocate for compassionate conservatism. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, he said, demonstrated why they are rising stars in the GOP. Rand Paul did what he does best. He introduced a principled libertarian perspective to staid conservative Republican discourse. John Kasich was, well, himself, he says, and apparently there are people who find him appealing. He said, but in Donald Trump, he was still in command of that primary. And of course, he held a rally. Now, somebody that I think very highly of, they've become a friend on Twitter, and he's not a Trump person. And I will tweet for every candidate, or I will retweet for them. I've been trying to follow them, and I've been trying to keep the messages out, whether it's here on the air, on Facebook, or on Twitter, so you can see what they've said, what's going on, good, the bad, the ugly, whichever it is. I try to do that. If I find them, I don't always see the tweets. But he said the absence was palatable. He said the debate, the first few questions, and Jeb Bush, to his credit, used Trump as a foil throughout the proceedings. But mainly, he said, the candidates used this opportunity not to argue against Trump, but to jostle for second place behind him. How that improves their overall chances, he said, I don't know. But he was saying that what I find interesting, this is this Matthew here, is that none of the candidates on the debate stage have figured out how to respond to the issues driving Trump's ascent. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, not one man can make America great. I'm sorry, Donald. I know that you keep pushing that one out there. No single person, human being, can make America great. It's going to take all of us. It's going to take we the people. You and I truly are the solution. I didn't say it would be easy. But the solution is obvious. We're in a mess. But he says Trump's focused on four things. And that's what's made him popular, because these four topics are near and dear to the American heart. Whether Trump is correct, whether he'll really do what he says, that remains to be seen, if he even gets the nomination. But those four things are immigration, trade, political correctness, and corrupt and inept system. That's what he concentrates on. And that's why everyone's listening. We have Timothy. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing, Beth?
I'm doing good. Did you watch the debates?
Well, actually, I didn't see the debate or the rally. I was watching Hawkeye basketball last night. So they were playing Maryland. So.
Well, we've got to get our priorities straight. I went out to dinner with some dear friends that I had already scheduled that a long time ago, and so that was going to happen. So
I think we both had a more enjoyable night by ignoring it totally.
Well, I wish I could say that I did ignore it totally, but I was watching as things were getting tweeted out, because whether you're a Carly Fiorina or whether you're Trump or Ted, well, Trump wasn't. Well, there was tweets going out with Trump or Ted or Rubio. They all have these people that tweet out whenever they say something, you know, that they think is of consequence. They'll tweet it out. So I was hearing it.
I watched the end of the Trump rally, and that was very good. It was a very good tribute to the veterans. I think they announced they'd raised $6 million.
Yes.
I think they had one guy who gave $1 million to Wounded Warriors Project. So, I thought that was a good move on his part. There's no reason for him going into a debate situation like that again.
No, that's interesting, because all the other commentators and journalists are saying this was a big mistake. Who's what's his face? I'm trying to find his article here. Dick Morris. Dick Morris says that he made a big mistake and he was the loser for the night. And I really doubt, you know, I do agree with Trump. This is the sixth debate. Now, whether he should have been there or not been there, or whether the, you know, you hang on, Tim. We're going into a break, because I want to talk to you about this, okay? Because you're making an interesting point, and I'm hearing so many different things, and I kind of like what you said. We're going into a break. It's Free for All Friday. Did you watch the debate? Do the American people have a dog in the race? And who are these candidates pandering to? We'll be back next.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Tim from Iowa on. And Tim, you made a statement about you didn't think that Trump made a mistake not showing up, and that you thought he did a good job with his rally. You know, I thought it was kind of neat that Huckabee and Santorum showed up to support that. Now he's taken. I started to say that one of my Twitter buddies, who's not a Trump fan, they thought it was awful that he was using the vets for this. But he's always been a good, positive advocate for our vets, trying to do things better for them, get things better for them. But even in that first debate, he challenged Fox to give to the vets, because he says they're going to make all kinds of money on this, so they, why not share it with the vets, which they did not do. And then, of course, last night, when they kept begging him, nobody realizes they kept trying to get him to come on after he said he would not. In fact, they even kept the podium there thinking he might change his mind. And I thought, are you nuts? He's not going to change his mind. But he asked them to give $5 million to the vets if he'd come on, and they said no.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really done with a good tone. It wasn't done in a manner to exploit the vets or anything at all. I really thought the thing that everybody's upset about, especially Dick Morris, is if these candidates don't jump into line and do things the way the consultants tell them to do it, the consultants don't make any money. Mm. And that's it's plain and simple as that. And you know, we're in trouble in this country. I just was reading this morning, Bank of Japan went into zero interest rates. So
yes.
They'll pay you to borrow money from them. And we're really, really in trouble. We need somebody to get in there and break the status quo. As far as Trump, as far as Commander-in-Chief, I honestly don't believe Trump is qualified to be Commander-in-Chief. I don't think he understands the geopolitical, asymmetrical foreign defense policy, national defense policy that's going to be necessary to handle ISIS and control them without making sure we stay in the country for years. So I don't think he's eligible that way. In the same regard, the big post-debate issue, I guess, between Cruz and Kelly last night was this deal over the amnesty thing. Cruz lost me at the TPP.
Mm.
Now, they got to talking about, I was amending the amnesty bill to make it impalpable for, make a poison pill for the establishment not to vote for it. Well, look, Cruz has our worldview. There's no doubt about it. I'm looking for somebody who's going to have that worldview when they get into office and they start legislating. The establishment puts amendments to bills to make it harder or easier to pass them. And then they turn around later on, you get the first rounds of a vote on something, they turn around later on and, they tell us, well, I voted a certain way, but, oh, well, it didn't pass, or, it did pass.
I talked about that earlier this week, Tim, where Mia Love has put forth or is putting forth, I can't remember when she's done it or if she's going to do it, but it's a bill to make these bills, everything, one topic. One subject,
yeah.
No more. And I said, they ought to also say only X amount of pages, too. No, there's no need for anything to be more than 12 pages, and I think they could all be done in six or one. There's no reason for it.
If you're against it, you're against it, and stick with it.
Well, and I said any representative or senator that would vote against that, they've got something to hide. So you need to beware. They're playing politics with you. And if they can't do one topic at a time, one bill at a time, then something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They'd be able to read it, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they ought to be, it ought to be mandatory. They have to read whatever they vote for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
It is corrupt. I mean, Trump is absolutely correct on that. Whether he can fix it or not, whether he really intends to fix it or not, that all remains to be seen. We get a lot of rhetoric from all these candidates. But, I had Chris Ann Hall on a couple of weeks ago, and I've mentioned this several times, and she's absolutely right, and this is something that I preach every day. We need to be concentrating on the local. We need to be thinking about what's happening in our own communities, in our own cities, in our own counties. These D.C. occupiers, we can't turn them around just in a snap of a vote. One man in the White House, I don't care who he is, he's not going to fix it all. Congress, they voted in another, the senators voted in another judge that's a lifetime position, another liberal judge. Only two of the Republicans voted against it, Tim.
I know.
14 people didn't show up. Ted Cruz and Rubio and Sanders were three of those. They're too busy running for president. Yeah.
That's my whole point. Cruz is a good man, but I want people in there with my worldview who's not going to play the game.
Well,
game has to change.
All 14 of these guys that didn't show up, not just the ones that are running for office, but all 14 of them, they didn't show up to work. That's what they were elected for, and they didn't show up to work. All 14, and there were Democrats as well as Republicans in that. And that bothers me because they got something better to do, And then we fuss about Obama taking vacations or going to the golf course. Well, is Congress doing anything different? Not really. Yeah. They don't show up to vote.
You know, independents are ranking probably 6-7% higher than, in Iowa, independents lead in voter registration. They're 5-6% higher than the individual Republicans and Democrats. That's because everybody's getting turned off by the system. They don't want to be in either party.
They're just, the party's the problem. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go on. I've got some people chomping at the bit here to get on the air. So thank you, Tim, so much for your call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've got Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Bethan?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk about some vindication of Derry Brownfield that I've heard recently. I thought this might be something of a bit interest to you.
Okay.
And there's a radio station in San Antonio that I often listen to at night, and they have been running commercials by a law firm which is looking for people to join their lawsuit. And as we all know, Roundup is Monsanto's flagship product. And so what they're saying on their commercials, it's the Parliament Law Firm, it sounds like what their name is, and what they're saying is that the World Health Organization is now saying that there is proof or very strong evidence, you know, or confirmation that Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they are looking for people that have got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and have also been exposed to Roundup to join their lawsuit. I presume the lawsuit is against Monsanto, although that wasn't exactly said in the commercial. So anyway, that seems to confirm that Derry Brownfield was right when he said that Monsanto is a company that sometimes does not do business with exactly the highest standards of ethics.
That's right. And he felt the wrath of that himself.
Yeah, and of course, Monsanto has been saying for decades that Roundup is perfectly safe. You know, you can use it without any worry about any health effects.
Well, it is interesting. I had not heard that, and I guess I don't. That's a radio station or a TV station you watch?
It's a radio station out of San Antonio. Okay. WOAI is the one that I listen to that runs this commercial. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'd be interesting. You might write that down, get that law firm name down, and it'd be interesting to check into that.
Yeah, it sounds like Parliament Law Firm. Although, you know, it's kind of difficult to tell exactly what it is from the way it's pronounced.
I might be able to Google it.
It sounds like Parliament.
Okay. Yeah. I might be able to Google it. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the vindication of my boss. I have another caller, but we don't really have time to get into his topic before the break. So I'm going to hang, if you will just hang on, Jim, I will get to you. He's got a whole different topic he wants to talk about, and we will get to him when we come back from this break. It is Free for All Friday. Did you watch the debates? Do the American people have a dog in the race? And it would depend. It just depends on your loyalty as to where that money's coming from. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. You know, the questions that they get asked, I don't think they ever talk about property rights. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. We've been kind of talking about the debate. We've talked a little bit about now Monsanto seems to be in trouble. They're trying to get some lawsuits up against them. And now we have Jim from Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
Just fine. How are you, Bethany?
I'm doing okay, sir.
People ask me how I'm doing. I say, well, I'm learning to live under communism.
They just won't call it by what it is, will they?
Yeah. And then if they reply, then I got somebody to listen, you know. And, what I call talk about is they talk about all this stuff happening in Flint with the water. What about fluoride that was put in 1946? And a guy that works in Grand Rapids for the water department, he said they don't even have to put so much in. It's in the groundwater now. And the Buzzamother in Nisida, Wisconsin, messages. She talked to a lady who was suffering a passion of Christ voluntarily for souls, Marianne Van Hoof. She told her that they're poisoning your water with fluoride in 1950, or the messages are between 50 and 1975 when they ended. She's telling everything, how they poisoned Pius XII, and they poisoned the guy that was going after the communists, that Irish guy, what was his name, I can't think of it. You know, he had McCarthy, Senator McCarthy. There was more of them than he knew.
You know.
Anyway, I think it's part of Operation Paperclip. Remember, they brought all those weird doctors over from Germany after World War II to
No, I don't remember that.
Well, they used to use that for to sedate the prisoners, and Hitler did, in heavier doses of it.
Well, you know something? We, the people, we need to start questioning everything that gets done. And we simply don't question. You know, why fluoride? Why other things? Why do these things need to be done? We just have accepted it, like we have, not you and me. Well, we have to live with it, like you said. But we don't, they've educated the young people so that they believe in government, instead of understanding that they are the government.
Well, they took civics out of the schools here some time ago.
Yes, yes, that's been a while. Yes, they don't teach what they used to, and you know, they don't even teach cursive, Jim. They don't even teach cursive. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate the call. Thank you for what you.
God bless you.
Thank you. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, you touched on something earlier. You know, Huckabee is an opportunist. But with Santorum showing up with Trump last night, I thought that was very interesting. You know, he's a conservative and also he's an evangelical. And I think he would make an excellent VP candidate.
Well, that's what somebody said. They were both going for VP. But I think, you know, they had already participated in their event and their debate, and then they just walked up the block, I guess. It wasn't too far, you know, and you know, participated in the second one.
You know, you go back to the Romney election, and we had too many conservatives/evangelicals staying at home. And in order for us to win the election, we've got to get everybody to the poll.
Well, and you know, they're trying to label the evangelicals, too, you know, and we see that split. We see it split on Trump and Cruz and Rubio. You know, we see that one splitting up.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with, don't make a label out of it. Let's just reach out to the American people and stop labeling. Well, I was going to ask you, you know, one thing that took place in the debate last night was a little sparring between Cruz and Wallace. Did you watch the debate, Steve?
No, I only heard about that in the news. I was able to last 10 minutes in the debate, and I said, this is foolish, and went to some...
Somebody else said that, too. The guy, article I was reading, he said when Dulce Candy came in there, he decided it was time to turn it off.
Yeah.
They're not moderating a debate. It's like mini interviews, and I mean M-I-N-I. A debate should be one topic with just maybe a few questions to that topic. And those candidates should get the same question and spar on the answer.
Yeah,
and the moderator shouldn't have any personality in it.
Yeah, and the candidate should be responsible for actually giving a good answer to the question.
Yes. And you do hold them account as the moderator. You do have to hold them to that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they went out, this is what bothers me, and this is why I really think Trump was upset. And yeah, he's got an ego and da 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 da. But these moderators in these debates, whether it's Fox, CNN, or whoever, they think they're in the limelight.
Oh, sure. And
okay.
They all have an agenda.
So Wallace says to Cruz, "Let me just say that. I mean." Wallace says to Cruz, I know you like to argue about the rules, but we're going to conduct the debate. So he was kind of pulling rank on him.
Sure.
And then later Cruz comes in, and Cruz says, well, Chris, I would note that the last four questions have been Rand, please attack Ted. Jeb, please attack Ted. And let me just say this. Gosh, if you guys ask one more mean question, I may have to leave the stage. Now, they claimed that was Cruz throwing a dig at Trump. But I'm telling you, that was Cruz throwing a dig at Wallace.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the guy that wrote this isn't going to agree with me, but I think he's got it wrong. I didn't see it. But just knowing Ted Cruz and how he answers those questions, I'm thinking he wasn't talking about Trump. He was saying, I know why Trump's not here, and by golly, maybe I won't be here the next time.
Well, if you go back to a previous debate, Cruz, you know, basically rattled off six previous questions that he thought that were absolutely meaningless.
Yes.
So, you know, he just simply, you know, he realizes that this is a bunch of nonsense.
And that's why I said, whose dog is in this race? You know, do the American people have dog in this race? Because these guys are making big money, because it was all about the money. And when Trump, when they thought they had Trump in a corner, they never dreamed in their wildest dreams he just wouldn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
They even had the podium there thinking he might show up, which he did not. And then it looked, I think it looked bad for Fox that Huckabee and Santorum did show up for the rally with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do agree with something that was said. You know, that showed that they can get along on a topic. And that's what I say here. We are not going to agree on everything. We've got to start as conservatives, and I hate the labels. But those who want to bring America back, to bring America home, or make America great, as Trump says, we've got to start agreeing on something.
Mm-hmm.
The liberals have no problem agreeing on things, but we can't seem to get along. And part of that is the independent spirit that we have. Part of that is who we are. But we're going to have to put, we want to talk about Trump's ego? Well, what about the rest of us? The rest of us have an ego, too. And we need to start putting it aside and start thinking what's going to be best for the future generations. It's too late for me.
Sure.
What's going to be best for the future generations of this nation?
Sure.
And that's the way I see it. And I, you know, we've I've got a satisfaction article here, and the American people aren't satisfied. And I was kind of surprised that it was as high as it was. They talk about it being low, but the scoring is 63.9. Well, it's still above 50%. That kind of bothers me a little bit. Why are people even?
What do you think of Congress?
Well, we see what they do. I mean, like I said, there's a senator here from Missouri, and he's putting out a petition on Facebook, and he's who wants to repeal Obamacare. And I wasn't kind to him. I just said, Senator, how long have you been a senator? Obamacare happened on your watch. Obamacare continued to be funded on your watch. Maybe it's time you started representing the people of Missouri.
Yeah.
You will not get my vote. And he won't get my vote. If I have to leave it blank, he won't get my vote.
Yeah. You know, I heard something about a week ago that I know you're going to be going into a break real quick, so I'll get going. But if Obamacare is repealed, depending upon who the president is that repeals it, all it's going to do is set up a whole new level of cronyism where he now is catering to his gang.
Yeah. Well,
and it's too bad.
And it's not about health care. It's about forced insurance. I don't know why they don't just call it that. We're going into a break. Thank you, Steve, so much.
Good.
Thank you. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We're going into the final segment of today's show. The number to call is 877-895-5410. We will talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Well, hate Trump, love Trump. Carly Fiorina, people don't like her or they love her. Ben Carson, love him or leave him. These three have not held a public office. They are not career politicians. And I believe that's why people are looking to them. Now, I understand that some of you don't like one of the other for obvious reasons. There are reasons. Granted, there are good reasons to like or dislike any of the candidates. But who's running locally? Who is running for your school board? Your county sheriff, your county commissioner, your alderman. Who's running for your state representative, your senator? Who is running where you are? We have Skits from Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Well, happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday to you.
Thank you, ma'am. I would like to call your attention to the website of a Mr. Craig B. Hewlett. He was on Coast to Coast AM last night, and he got a document from the Naval Special Warfare Section stating that they were are going to be conducting operations on land. Basically, as he explained it, they're going to be targeting individuals.
So we're going to have more incidents? Is that what we're going to have? Did you listen to yesterday's show? That's kind of a coin of something that happened during our revolution.
Yeah.
Something for us to be aware of, isn't it?
Okay. Best way I know of to get it is to log on to Coast AM's website, George Norrie's show. And click on last night's show, and they will probably link you up from there to Craig Hewlett's website.
Okay, they could probably just Google Craig Hewlett, and they'll get it. So, all right, appreciate it. Thank you for keeping us informed. Those are things we need to know. I do have some of the Navy and military people that listen to the show and connect. I'm surprised they haven't told me about that just yet. Now, the reason I came up with the question, whose dogs... I'm sorry, I didn't hear. My producer was talking to me. Okay, we're going to go to another phone call. We've got Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Good, Roseanne. I'm sorry, Beth Ann.
Don't call me Roseanne. I'm
no, although she's one of us, you know. She's a very good conservative. I was channeling something else. I'm probably going to go a little off topic.
Well, it's Friday. You're allowed to do that.
Okay. Well, did you realize that in 1948 they started putting the fluoride into the water, and the reason why they it started at that time was it was part of that Operation Paperclip?
That's what
all the German scientists.
That's what the gentleman from Michigan was just telling us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I was not aware.
Yeah, and fluoride is a poison. Fluoride is the remainders of aluminum processing. And they didn't have any way of getting rid of it. And these German scientists, where they used them there in the camps, and the Russians used them in the gulags, because the fluoride made the prisoners more docile and complacent.
Yeah, I've heard that. That keep the people laid back.
Right, and that's what they're doing. And they're even the dentist. My dentist, I made him aware of this. He was not aware of it. His teachers never made them aware of it, and that's exactly what Rockefeller and all the other.
But you know they make the. You know they've got it in all. They've got it in all the toothpaste, but
they make it. They wanted that. They wanted.
Well, hold on. Let me finish my statement.
I'm sorry.
But they make it with non-fluoride toothpaste. They do make non-fluoride toothpaste, and that's what they recommend for your children. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
I've got an orthodontist who was recommending Tom's toothpaste, which is supposedly non-fluoride, but it has fluoride in the children's toothpaste. And if you go look at any of the other children's toothpaste, which I have, one of the very first ingredients is the fluoride.
Are they marked non-fluoride?
No.
Because you can buy some that says non-fluoride. They have it for children, the little ones, and it's called and it has non-fluoride. And it's some of the regular toothpaste companies, but it has non-fluoride.
Colgate is one that I go through, and they have a non-fluoride brand. And
that's what we should go after, then, isn't it?
That's what we should.
Okay, I'm going to let you go because we're just about finished here, and I wanted to make another point. So thank you so much, Laura. Pay attention, people. We need to start questioning everything they do or have done. Just because Grandma put the roast in the big roaster pan, cut it in two to put it in the roaster pan, doesn't mean you need to cut it in two to put it in your roaster pan. Now, that's the joke. They went through generations and generations, and they finally found out it was because the roaster pan was too small. So she cut it in two. We need to question what's being done. Okay, now the reason I ask you about the dog in the race, everybody's profiting from these races. Now, I know it's costing the candidates big time, but everybody seems to be profiting. Well, it came out, and it was revealed that the Fox News debate chief has a daughter that works for Rubio. Everybody's got a dog in the race. Do we, the American people, have a dog in the race? Do we, the American people, have a dog in the race? They had a representative that's an illegal immigrant, a non-documented, they don't like you to call illegal immigrant, that they allowed to ask a question on that debate last night. What a slap in the face to the American people. That was your conservative, supposedly, news network. A slap in your face. It was a slap in Trump's. It was meant to be for him, but he didn't show up. Perhaps he knew. Because it wasn't about Megyn Kelly. He revealed it was about Trump. It was about Fox's stand on immigration. But you didn't hear Fox say that. I will never watch Megyn Kelly again. She's done, as far as I'm concerned. You can watch her all you want. She likes to show her legs off. I will not watch her. I've seen her go after so many people that I considered to be, that deserved a little more respect. I could defend Trump and his comebacks, but I'm going to tell you what, she was not professional, in my opinion. And it's time for all of us to stand up together to question things that are being done and said and legislated and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.